There's probably nothing that can compare with the feeling of finding termites in your house, and that's exactly what's going on with Jeff in Channelview. So we go to our home show pro for pest control. That is Tyler at Preventive Pest Control. Tyler, you think you can help us out with Jeff this morning?
Absolutely.
All right, so here's what he says. I'm a first-time home buyer, and I've heard how devastating termites can be. The inspection showed no termite problems 6 months ago, but I want to be sure because I have neighbors who've had termites. What can I do? Is there any kind of treatment I can do before I have termites? And so what say you, Tyler?
That's a great question. I get that phone call quite a bit. Let people know that there's always termites out in the ground. In our area, there's usually an average home will have 3 or 4 colonies around. There are some things you can do to be proactive. We do a great baiting system. It's called Centricon that you can put out there. It monitors activity in your yard as well as it treats them when they do get hit. And so it does a great job to keep those out of the house, away from the home as well, and be proactive.
So you're saying that right now there probably are termites in the ground around my house?
Most likely. In our area, there's a lot of termites, and so we're always... even though you may not see them, they're out there foraging, looking for meals.
So when you come to a house and you're checking for termites, where do you check first?
Usually we'll look around the foundation of the home and look for any kind of mud tunneling. Then we're on the inside, we're going to focus along the baseboards, look for any effects of mud, as well as any softening of the sheetrock. I really want to check the plumbing areas where it'll come up through.
Is there anything I can do on my own to make my house more termite-proof?
Yes, you can. You want to make sure your soil around the foundation, you don't want those where the termites can walk right into the house, so you want to keep it a good 6 inches below the weep hole level and below the foundation.
What about trees around the house? Is that another way termites can get in?
We don't see a lot of termites come up through the trees, but that it definitely allows carpenter ants and other insects to get into the house, as well as squirrels, rats. And so you want to keep your trees cut away from the house as well.
I'm sure you deal with those just as much as termites.
Absolutely. It's been a busy winter and spring for them.
And how about termites? Is it a busy spring for those?
Yeah, it's been really picking up this last couple of weeks. Like, I'm not lying. We've done more termite work the last couple of weeks. They've really shown up on our side of town.
So be vigilant and watch out for them. And if you think you have them, then you need to call our Home Show Pros for Pest Control. That's Tyler over at Preventive Pest Control. You can find them at homeshowradio.com. We have every one of Tom's Home Show Pros listed right there on the homepage, and that's where you'll find Preventive Pest Control. Tyler, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.